Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all, welcome back.
Welcome back, my babies.
How are you? How are you doing? How's it going?
I'm doing well. It's going good. New week, new team.
Were we kiki with you and you kiki with we?
Us over here. Yeah, so how has your weekend, your week been?
Hella busy.
Yeah.
Hella. Emphasis on hella. It's been event field, honeys. Mm-hmm. Friday, we had a very big production shoot that we had to work. And honey, we put in work. I really felt like, well, ASAP I worked. Yeah.
Put in work.
Yeah, I really felt like I worked.
Yeah, I went home and just had to go straight to sleep. Sometimes I do this. I don't know if anybody else does this, where you come in and you'll be like, okay, just 15 minutes. And then I'm gonna get up and start getting it cracking. Like,
not when it's a late night.
No, I know. And I started to fall into that. Like, okay, I'm going to just start getting myself together at 10:30. And I said, hell no, the way I'm feeling and smelling and doing. Right.
I came in and the first thing I did was wash my face. Hands, walk Chloe, or not walk, let her release herself.
Yeah.
And then I immediately started washing my face. Because, you know, like when you have all that makeup for all that time, it oxidizes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why the girlies have to keep touching it up. But, you know, after so long, we hadn't touched it up.
Okay.
So the way the oxidized makeup looked on my face was just like, girl, get it off. So I had to scrub the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
And then after I got my face all cleansed, then I got in the shower and I just really felt like, okay.
Yeah, same.
We're washing away the day.
Yeah.
It was a great day, but it was busy.
Top to bottom. A 12-hour day. Yeah. Just for context. It was 12 hours. 8:25 to 8:30. It was long. It was long. So definitely had to wash it all off. Mm-hmm. When I was, I said, how would I have gotten this off without
the cleansing balm?
The cleansing balm. How the freak
do you need that cleansing balm? Whenever you have makeup on, you need like makeup like that for sure. You need that cleansing balm.
I damn near felt like I don't really be cleaning my face.
You don't.
You use a cleansing balm every day?
I don't use it every day. Some people do, but anytime I put makeup on my face, even if it's like the little light concealer.
Like a concealer? Really?
Yes.
Okay, I've been sleeping under a rock. I
got to get that initial layer off.
And I hear you should be using a like double cleansing, whether it's a cleansing balm or a cleansing oil. If you use sunscreen, which all of us should be using sunscreen, because regular cleanser, a water-based cleanser, or a foam-based cleanser will not break down sunscreen.
Okay, see, I need to get more.
So technically, we should be using it every day.
I was pleasantly
surprised to find that the Youth to the People cleansing balm did not irritate or break my skin out. The next day, it just, thank God, I thought the makeup was going to do it. I was like, Lord, all this shit they done
Same.
Put on my face.
I came out blemish free.
Right. I was like, Lord, please be faithful. Like
he
I know
was
you
faithful.
Are.
Yeah, that cleansing balm. I love the Youth to the People cleansing balm. Not like I've used many.
But you use the whole jar of that.
I use the whole jar, baby.
Okay, so I'll be cleansing balming.
It was good.
Double
it's
cleansing
good. I like
from
it.
Now on.
But yeah, anytime I have any makeup on, I use that.
Okay.
And it really helps me get the mascara off my eyes too without like really fucking up my lashes.
Yes. Okay, so cleansing balm girls all 2022.
So that was actually Friday, but then Saturday we had to work again doing some tax things. People, small business owners,
Entrepreneurs,
creatives, people who have to do business taxes, get on.
Once you're submitting W-9s, you need to be tapped the fuck in. Tap the fuck in. Keep track of what you're spending, why you're spending it, who you're sending it to, all of the things, child. Because when I tell you, we are in the trenches trying to figure it all out.
Bruh.
We are actually in the trenches trying to figure it all out.
In the big trenches and. It's very daunting. It's very time consuming. It's tedious. It's all the things that I don't like. When I don't like, I'm not an accounting girl.
Yeah.
You know, that's not my strong suit. So,
but luckily we're getting to the bottom of it, and once we have it squared away, it's never getting off. We're never
right because we're gonna put a system in place where it's just second nature. Yeah, it'll be second nature. So we had to do that, and then the fun began again. Went to dinner, super cute place in the arts district. Found it on TikTok, where I find most things nowadays. It's called De La Nona. It's like an upscale like pizza place. They have a raw bar. They have good cocktails, natural wines, amazing pizza vibe. They have a DJ that comes on Saturdays and Fridays. They be playing the R&B and stuff like that when the DJ comes. What's that DJ name that we has DJed at the Link Up before? I saw him on the Instagram. Chuck English.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's DJ there.
We follow each other, so I'm surprised I haven't seen it.
He's DJ there.
Does he have a residency there?
I don't think he has a residency. Oh, okay. I just saw that he DJed there. But the people are super nice in the format. They give you a menu. And you walk up and like order your stuff, open up a tab, and then they start serving you.
Beautiful.
Like
that. But it's a vibe. I love that type of experience.
It's a vibe.
I'll have to check it out.
If you're in the arts district, you love pizza.
Did they have like some plant-based options? Yeah.
I think so, but I wasn't looking at those options.
What pizza did you get?
I got the pepperoni with spicy honey.
Oh.
Girl.
Whoa, spicy honey?
Girl.
Did you and Kayla share?
Or just got one? No, we should have.
They're big.
We should have. They said they were personal size, but we could have shared. But actually, Kayla tore hers down. That girl can eat.
So. Which one did she get?
Same.
Oh, y'all just got y'all.
And then we got a Caesar salad, and we got these super good, like, Aperol spritz, like, frozen drinks. Oof. It was so good, girl.
This sounds good. We have to go.
Yeah, we have to go.
We have to go back. Take me.
I'm taking you. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a good time. And then we went to Alicia celebrate her birthday. Got fucked up, and then I went home, and then I woke up, and now I'm working.
Yeah, all of the things.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was equally eventful. Had the same Friday. Mm-hmm. Called out of work to work, and that's the truth of the matter.
That's the story of our life.
The funniest thing is when you are planning to call off, and you've already mentally prepared, like, nigga, I'm not gonna be there on Friday. You be having to remember to actually call off.
Right, girl. Like, they're gonna be expecting you.
Girl.
But as soon as you say, yeah, I ain't going to work, I'm sick. Girl.
It ought to be, you already
it's
be
an off.
Off
day.
It's off.
It's as good as scheduled.
Girl, on Thursday before I left, I was like, okay, I ain't doing this because I'm gonna do it tomorrow. And then I said, actually, no, you're not here tomorrow. There's things you gotta prepare.
Right.
So it's in a bow.
In your absence.
It's in a bow, so nobody be talking no shit about you when you ain't here.
Right.
And then that night, there was so much, y'all. This transition, because now y'all know we've already made the announcement. The girls will be exclusive on Spotify or to Spotify as of November 1st.
So
there's been
excited.
A lot on the back end to make all of this happen. So in the preparation of that transition or in this transition, I was up on Thursday night just doing hella things.
Oh, yeah, going through the episode.
Girl, and I was like between that and trying to, it was just a lot. I was like, I forgot to call in.
We're really in the mud with it. We're working.
We're in the mud, and I don't need a no call, no show while I'm still in the trenches because I got to go to that motherfucker on Monday.
Right.
So I need my job to be waiting on me.
Okay. I have to remind myself of that frequently because.
Girl.
Because we are
successful?
Transitioning. Oh. We are. Yes. Yes. Hello. Hello. Yeah. That.
Yes,
very
successful.
Much that. But because we're being pulled and called to do more, of course, I want all my focus to be over there. And a lot of times I have to forget about other areas that still require my focus, girl.
Right.
I'll be like, bruh, I'm only one person.
I know. It's giving me 80 hours literally in 1 week working two full-time jobs. So
yeah.
I just thought that was funny. I said, Lord, is this a black thing or is this all people? You know, we call out and be in our minds and then
right,
forget
I know the way the black community functions. And once I say I'm not going to work, even once I start massaging the idea,
listen,
it's like, baby, I can't go.
That's how I felt. I couldn't come if I wanted to.
I can't go. I'm off.
There's no way I could show up.
I can't go.
So Friday, yeah, we had an amazing time shooting and was busy, busy, busy. Saturday, same work, doing all the financial shit, the adulting for the podcast.
Right.
And then went to dinner that evening at Bevel with Andres, since he'll be out of the country for the next 3 weeks, missing my motherfucking birthday. I said, we got to do something on the front end.
Yeah, of course.
On the front end and the back. Exactly. Yeah. I need to be taken care of on all spheres.
Let them know.
Yeah. So we had a nice dinner.
I love Pavel. Ooh.
Yeah.
That is like one of the top restaurants I've ever been to.
I know. It was good. Adrian was like, I'm still trying to get back.
Same.
So good. Those mushrooms.
Next team dinner. Ooh.
They haven't lost their flair.
Everyone who goes, they're like, wow, I cleaned my plate.
It was so good. The mushrooms are so good. We got two orders.
Good.
Andres was like, I need to have my own. I need to take down my own.
Right.
So, and the fish is just to die for. You didn't get the fish last time, huh?
We had
We just shared it all.
We had a little bit of everything.
We
honey.
Did.
The lamb,
we had a time. We had a time that night. So we had a nice dinner and then went home, got some rest because I still feel like I was lacking sleep.
Yeah.
And like just in a deficit from the days before.
Right.
So got an early night's rest. And then today we are working here and making the most of it. So what else?
That was our weekend.
That was the weekend.
We were doing things.
Jam packed.
Doing things. You know what? October's already going to be busy. I got my Libras that I'm celebrating.
You do got your Libras.
I got my Libras that I'm celebrating. I said, okay, October's that month.
Week after week after week, literally.
Back to back with it.
Yeah. Alicia this week, Alicia next week, me and Ty the week after.
Mm-hmm.
A lot is happening.
I have Libra girls in my life.
You do.
So
look at you.
I'm Libra'd out. So yeah, October's giving that. So yeah. What we need you all to do now that we have a new home.
Yes.
Is continue to follow us on Spotify. Mm-hmm. As we mentioned, come November 1st, that'll be the only place that you can listen to the Black Girl Bravado.
How exciting.
What?
How exciting. I'm really excited. I hope y'all are equally excited.
I'm so excited to be a part of the Spotify family. Like, it just really gives our energy.
And more than the Spotify family, we are really excited to be a part of the Unbothered.
Now that gives our energy just
so much.
You guys,
alignment.
It's like finding your family members on 23andMe.
Yes.
Connecting and realizing we got the same blood.
We got the.
It gives that. Like, I really feel at home with our Unbothered family.
Yeah.
You know? It's catching up with girlfriends, homegirls, whenever aunties. We link up, aunties. It's just a vibe.
Yeah.
Every time we meet someone new in the squad, it's like, wow.
You belong here. Funny thing. So. We went out for dinner after our shoot, and one of our family members on our I don't know, what would we call it?
Family.
A family, okay, on our podcast network. She, Instagram and tagged everybody who was present. And, of course, Jamel was there.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody in my DM said, Jamel Hill,
who
you big time.
That? Stop.
I said, she's a friend of mine. She's a friend of mine. Yeah. You didn't know, but now you know what the fuck really going on. Jamel Hill is actually a friend of mine.
Yes.
Yeah, it's giving contact. Saved. Stored.
Yes.
It's all of the things. Super cute. So I mean, you know, I'm just all giving it a little gas.
Yes.
But still, he said, I love that for you. Aww. Yeah, love it for me.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we are so happy to be a part of the Unbothered family. Like, the mission, the values, like, we align with that 100%, just being ourselves. And I just feel so at home. For real, for real. I feel comfortable. I feel supported. I feel confident in the decision that we made. Mm-hmm.
And like, we can be our most authentic selves. And if that is not the most important thing to us after preaching that here on this podcast, I don't know what is. So
hello.
Again, we hope that y'all are equally excited as we journey and as we transition together.
Be excited for us. This is a moment to be excited.
And we need your help.
We need your help. And it's a change. We understand that change is uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable for us.
Listen.
Although we are happy about it, we're confident in it. It's a change. It's a shift. We've been doing this for 6 years and we've been on all the major platforms, but we're doing something new and we need you all to get behind us and support it. You can listen to the podcast free on Spotify. So there's no change there. Mm-hmm. We're just going to a different platform. And I've been making the adjustment to listening to podcasts that I normally listen to elsewhere on Spotify.
Yes.
It's a one-stop shop.
It is.
I listen to my
audiobooks. Spotify is on the girl's necks.
Okay.
She's shutting down those other platforms.
She's not letting up.
No. So, initially our conquest was to attack the ratings and reviews, but now we need you all to follow us over on Spotify. That would mean so much for us. Brittany mentioned we're on a new home. This is your housewarming gift. a housewarming gift of sorts. Help us make the new home homely.
Yes.
That's it. So join us. Follow us. We want to make sure that this transition is very simple and easy for you. By following us, the podcast, the episodes will stay on your feed. You'll get notified when the new episodes drop, and it'll be like we didn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do.
We keep in our motion, our stride.
Yes.
So thank you all for doing that in advance. We know you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Also, Patreon. That yes. is our exclusive membership community where we just get a little deeper over there. I really just feel more comfortable sharing, being vulnerable, which is a practice for me. I'm yeah. working on being vulnerable, but I just feel a little bit more comfortable cracking open over there. So if you want to hear what we have to share, join us over there on Patreon. We have those episodes. We have our audio affirmations. We have playlists. We have discounts. Yes, we have yeah. a retreat coming up. And if you're on Patreon, you can get a discount for that.
Yeah.
We have
I'm actually really excited to chat with our Patreon girlies this month to just give them the real nitty gritty of our experience transitioning over to Spotify and how emotional and
how we've been changed.
Yeah. It just took a lot, y'all. It took a lot. And I feel like the best place to share that information from a vulnerable, very uncensored perspective would be over on Patreon. So
yeah.
I'm really excited to sit down and have that conversation and share that part of the journey with the girlies over there.
Right. We have a conversation to have.
Yeah, a conversation. And Brittany mentioned our retreat. I'm also really, really pumped and excited and anticipating the experience and the community that we're going to build and shape and strengthen over having our retreat in El Salvador at the top of early next year in March. I believe we have 2 weeks to spend with mm-hmm. our girlies. Just fellowshipping. We have some amazing workshops planned.
We have it all planned out.
We do. And we're just waiting on you, you out there who are listening right now,
to
sign up. It's going to be a really good time. We had such a blast when we went to El Salvador.
We did.
They really took care of us. They did. And we are now ready and willing to take care of you.
We're going to extend ourselves.
Exactly.
In that way. So join us. All that information is down in the show notes. And just want to shout out our new patron, Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
Thank you, girl, for coming over and joining us on Patreon. We're so thankful and grateful to have you.
Yes. Thank you, Jasmine.
Have you ever thought about your car personality? What's your vibe? Do you like the classic, fully gas-powered engine? Are you a best-of-both-worlds type? Driving on battery power while keeping gas on reserve, just in case? Or are you more inclined to choose a convenient hybrid ride? Whichever your vibe, there's a Hyundai Tucson to match, and powertrain to get you there. Hyundai's 2023 Tucson lineup pairs the tech you want with sleek and stylish designs. They paid attention to all the details. The seats, the dash, the available panoramic roof, you name it, Hyundai thought of it. All while making sure each trim has enough room to hold space for your grocery runs, festival nights, and tailgates. Okay, Hyundai. When it comes to your journey, Hyundai is there for every mile. Visit HyundaiUSA.com to learn more about the 2023 Hyundai Tucson. The 2023 Tucson plug-in hybrid is only sold in California, Colorado, Connecticut, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Vermont.
So, last week, y'all, we started a new series, What the Health, our What the Health series, where we're really getting into our health and wellness bag. I feel like we were in our health and wellness bag in the earlier parts of the podcast, like really
we were
talking about topics that helped open up our mind about how to be healthy or more healthy, differently healthy, all of the things. So we are going back to our roots and we're in this bag. Last week we talked about regulating, resetting, giving the nervous system a break because, yes. honey, she's always working. She's working overtime to do all the things that we...
She be overworked and underpaid.
Listen, she's doing all the things that we don't even know she's doing.
Right.
Okay? Back in, front in, side in, up, down, middle. She's doing it all. So it's really important that we intentionally give her a break. If you have not listened to that episode, please go back and do so. It's very informative from a way that we provide information.
Yeah.
In a homegirl way.
That way. Yeah, that way.
So this week, what are we chatting about?
So this week we are chatting about sleep. Mm. Something that's very simple, but also very important.
Yeah.
And we neglect it. We don't prioritize it. We are a society where we are sleep deprived. Mm-hmm. It's giving Walking Dead.
Yeah, for sure.
Hello, America. What the hell is going on? And I'm tired of it. And I know you guys are going to enjoy this. Like you said, we're back to the roots. The last series that we did numbers.
I really love that series.
The girls were running it up. The downloads jumped up. I said, okay, the girlies want some edutainment.
I like that.
They want
like
to be educated and entertained from us. I know you go where you go for what you need, but I think they come to us for both.
Edutainment.
Yeah.
Hmm. Coining it.
They want both. So we are going to edutain you today, mm-hmm. talking about sleep. We're getting into our sciencey bag this series, and I'm happy about it. I'm excited. Same. I know that I'm going to be taking a lot of these tools and implementing them in my own personal life, mm-hmm. because I'm on the path of growth.
Come on. I too. Every time we introduce, it doesn't even have to be a new concept, but a concept, I am forced to sit with the information. And I think that also helps me stretch and
grow.
Not just stretch and go, reflect. But it checks my own integrity.
Girl.
It checks my integrity in a different way, you know, because I know I'm a good person, and I know that on the outside, I do what I say I'm a do, and I am who I say I am. But when we come and present this information and we're like, this is what you can do to be better. This is the tip you can implement for that. And you can do this. It's like, girl, but what are you doing? Are you doing it?
Exactly.
So, you know, I know that we're human and we're here giving you information and tea and ways to be better, but I also want to take it and implement it in my own life. And last series really helped me, like, okay, but what can you do?
Yeah, last series really made me look at some things deeper than I thought I was. Mm-hmm. I'm like, when it comes to the emotions, I really need to, like, be more intentional about those and more introspective and really take my time and figure out what's going on and why is it going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when one of the homegirls in the Discord shared that emotional wheel, I was like, okay.
I need to, if I'm not responding, y'all, I just got a new phone and I got to go through and reset all the apps.
Okay, yeah.
So if my presence is missing, it's that reason, but I'm going to get on that. I apologize.
Okay, well, in there, she shared an emotional wheel just quickly. And it had so many different emotions that helped me say, okay, I actually have been feeling a lot of different things. I just didn't have a name for it.
Yeah, I didn't know how to identify
right,
it.
Right, but girl. So we're doing the work here. And in our efforts to do the work, hopefully we encourage you to do the work too.
Yes.
To make this world a better place.
To make the women stronger.
Was that Jackson 5? Make this world a better place.
Sounds like it.
If you can reach out and touch somebody's hand.
Oh.
Make this world a better place.
No, I want to say somebody to lean.
That's a different song.
Then I don't know this one. I don't know this one. I don't
know
that one actually.
Song. Okay, but back to the sleep. Okay. Daylight saving time is coming. Mm. It's around the bend. And if you're anything like me,
that's daylight savings right, coming around
the mountain.
Cowgirl.
When she comes. Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I don't want it to ride me like a rodeo.
It's going to.
But the reality
is, it doesn't have to.
Right.
It doesn't have to.
The reality is, when the time changes, that affects our internal clock, mm-hmm. our circadian rhythm, which is your body's natural like response to waking up and rising up.
Right.
So it's
rise
coming.
And fall.
It's coming. And it always knocks me off my feet, if I'm being honest. I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah.
What is going on? And it only jumps back 1 hour, falls forward one, right?
You either spring forward or you fall back only 1 hour, which honestly, truly, we were supposed to be done with this.
Right. So what's going on? Didn't we vote?
We voted, but it didn't go through all the necessary. It passed, but it at that time, all of that shit was happening. Was it with Congress?
Yeah.
Or the Senate, where we mm-hmm. were in and out, couldn't get in the chambers and do what the fuck needed to be done to pass this. Lord, let's get it together.
Bruh.
We're tired of going back and forth. We're tired. And I hope that this is the year that we can change that. Last spring that just passed, rather, when we fell back, it didn't have me in a chokehold. So I'm hoping that these tools that we talk about today will help me stay in this space
stay
so that
horse.
I don't regress. I can't regress. I can't go back. I can't go back. We're tired of going back, y'all.
Girl.
If we're tired of anything, it's going back. And that's in every aspect of life. We ain't going back no more.
If it's not Sankofa, a Sankofa of sorts, way, I don't want to go back.
We're not going back.
I don't want to go back.
We can't. The only thing we got energy for is pulling people forward. Okay? And that includes myself. I'm literally taking my hands and grabbing my shirt and saying, come on, bitch.
Girl.
Pulling her forward.
Girl.
So, yeah, we not going back.
We not going back.
Even when the time goes back, we ain't.
We're not. And so let's get some statistics out of the way.
I love it. I love when a girl comes with stats.
We have stats. We do have stats. So, first of all, CNN have reported that some medical researchers believe that lack of sleep is America's top health problem.
Not
getting your efficient, adequate amount of sleep causes so many other things with the body health. It's like, first of all, let's just get to the basics. Isn't it crazy how, like, really getting to the basics can heal the world?
Mm. Come on.
Like, it's really getting down to the basics. The things that we think aren't important are the things that'll actually heal us. Mm-hmm. So there was that. Then Gallup, the girls and boys over at Gallup, who conducts all the polls, they did a poll this past December that said that 16% of Americans report getting only 5 hours of sleep a night, which really puts you in the category of incurring some serious risk. Mm. Health issues, car accidents, zombie-like behavior.
For lack of better words, yeah. Zombie-like behavior.
Things like that. Mm-hmm. Another 55% of Americans report getting either 6 or 7 hours of sleep, while 27% report that they get at least 8 hours of sleep. So on average, the overall amount of sleep that Americans get is 6.7 hours. Now, what the recommendation is between 7 to 8.5 hours of sleep so that we can increase our lives by 1 to 3 years. Healthy lives.
Yeah. That means I need to tap in. Bitch, I'm trying to be living like the rest of y'all. Well, I ain't dying just because I ain't getting enough sleep. That's not happening on my watch.
Okay, like imagine not getting hella sleep and then you realize you cut something off.
And then you look up and you're dead and everybody else.
You shave something off.
Like, oh my.
Because you was up.
Between not eating right, not drinking enough water, not getting enough sleep, not resetting your nervous system, girl, we good as gone. It's good as dead.
How many hours of sleep do you get each night?
Ooh, I would say anywhere from 5 to 6. If I get 6, I'm really like...
5 to 6?
Yeah. 6 is like average.
Okay.
6 is average. If I'm getting more than 6, I don't know who I am. Who really? Is she? It does not happen often. I usually go to sleep by 11:30 to 12, and you know I get up at 5:30.
She's a late night girl. Ooh, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get between 7 to 8.
You're thriving.
I get between 7 to 8, girl.
So do you prioritize sleep or are you just a person who goes to bed early?
I prioritize it.
Period.
I prioritize it. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, what time do I need to go to sleep to get the 8 hours or 7?
You know, we'll be calculating. 1, 2, if I go to bed now, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. So okay. I'm going to sleep at 10.
I'm like, I need to get it down. I need to lay down. It's time for me to get into the bed.
Mm.
And then I just fall asleep. I don't have a TV in my room.
Mm.
So that helps me. If I am intentional about not being on my phone, if I lay down like at 10:30, I'm gonna fall asleep.
You know, I have a TV in my room, but I find that.
Do you be watching it?
No. That's what I was going to say. I don't end up watching it. I feel like what I try to do is give myself time. I have to reframe what relaxation is because a lot of times I'll be like, okay, everything I had to do now is done. All of the necessities are done. Now, what do I want to do? I want to be on TikTok because I haven't had a time to really go right down my rabbit hole today. So I'll be up doing that for like an hour. I don't even want to say.
Whatever.
For a while. So I really have to reframe my mind around resting and relaxing in the evening so that I can give myself permission to actually rest.
Right. And like that, like, so the TikTok can be a part of an activity that you like, but then really implementing some stuff that's really going to help relax the brain and the mind.
And I'm pretty sure you'll tell me.
We're going to get into it. We're going to get into that. But yeah, I definitely do prioritize sleep.
I love that. I need to do the same.
Yeah.
I need to do the same. So you might be wondering, okay, y'all, let me know the benefits.
Right.
If I'm not sleeping enough.
Right. What are we doing it for?
Tell me why I need to do it so I can do it.
Right.
So girlies, first, improving your memory. And I have memory that is shot to hell.
Huh.
When I tell you I can't. Oh my God, a light bulb. When I tell you I can't remember anything, I cannot remember anything. It'll be the smallest things, and it probably is because I'm getting 4 to 6 hours of sleep every night.
Bruh, right.
Okay, also really important, if you are trying to learn a new skill, learning something, getting it going on a new job.
Girl.
You got to be rested.
You do.
You got to know what the fuck you're really doing. And the only way you do that, shutting your brain down, allowing it to rest, to recover. That's another thing. We don't realize how much our bodies need to recover.
We don't do it justice.
Yeah. All the stress, the work we've put it through, or it's just doing because it's just what it does. But the day goes by, we have to give ourselves permission and the time to actually recover.
We do.
So yes, improving the memory.
Brain. Also, another benefit of sleep is your creativity can increase. Mm. Like, we need more of our brains than we think we need to really tap into the authentic creativity, not the copycat, but like, you know,
You just said it.
Something that really is like, okay, wow, that was a great idea that I had that came to me.
Because sometimes we think that, or not sometimes, I think that creativity is supposed to just be innate, but maybe it's not that innate.
You have to create, and even if there is some of it that is innate, you have to have the proper environment for things to like function at its best
and flow
capacity.
To you and come to you.
Yeah, environment matters. We talked about this in one of the episodes about environment
toxicity or something.
So definitely having that clarity, that focus can really help like you tap into your creativity.
Yes.
And this is speaking to me
personally,
because I definitely want to tap into my creativity more. Again, the like authentic creativity, not that I saw it and I want to do too, but just like, okay, wow.
Yeah.
This is an idea that I have.
That came to me.
Right.
Because I was well rested, bitch, and woke up with a thought, a word deposited in my spirit.
Well rested, fed, and clear.
Yes. Also, benefit of sleep, y'all, lowering your stress.
Need.
Lowering the stress. I feel like that's pretty cut and dry, but we move through the world having to do so much. We stressed out at work. We stressed out with these niggas. We stressed out with these bitches.
Right.
We stressed out with our families. We trying to figure out what to do, how to do it, when to do it. And all of it is just causing us stress. So again, allowing yourself to sleep, rest, recover really can help lower your stress levels
and improve your mood too. Because when I don't get the proper amount of sleep that I need to function, I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah,
I'm in a bad mood. Like, I'm in a bad mood. I'm not happy.
Yeah.
And so imagine continuously not getting what you need, and then you're grumpy, and it's like, okay, I see why. You go to sleep.
Go to sleep, ho. Or was that go to sleep, ho?
I don't know, but it could be that now.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep, ho. Also, you already know, nothing makes you sicker than a lack of sleep.
Yeah.
You ever just have not been getting enough rest or been running on fumes on E, and you notice, ooh, a little tickle in the throat. She's getting a little feverish.
Immune system compromised.
Yes. You start to literally feel sick. Your body will say, no. We're not doing that. We're not running on fumes no more. And you have caused me to burn the fuck out.
Right.
I'm burnt out. So now you didn't want to give me no sleep. I'm taking it.
Girl.
Your body will take sleep. Your body will take rest from you. If you don't give it to it, it'll take it.
I can see that. Like, especially when you're like in your sleep, you know, there's different stages of sleep. Yeah. We're not going to get into all that, but there's different stages in like getting knocked out of that stage. When my ex was on his bullshit, popping up at my house in the middle of the night because he knew I was going to be at home, knocking me up out of my sleep, I feel like that was fucking up my nervous system too.
Oh, for sure.
And my circadian rhythm, more importantly, because it's like, okay, I was in a...
That was an act of violence. That was abusive. He was abusive.
He was. And I was going to say, like, I felt like sick. I had the inflammation. My skin was fucked up.
Yeah. We'll never forgive him.
But I survived. What the fuck? I'm just thinking about all of that. Like, what was going on?
Girl. A nigga.
He definitely chose. He woke up and chose violence. What's that song? You put it on the song, on the playlist. Feeling like I woke up and chose violence. It's like E-40 and...
Oh, that is it. It's an E-40. That was two playlists ago, girl. What you listening to?
No, I was
listening. Let me give it to him.
What it said. It's like something.
Woke up and chose violence. Something. Hold on. Now I need it. Just bear
with me,
y'all.
Snippet. And if you're on Patreon, you've already heard this because the playlists have been going up.
Yeah, it was woke up and chose violence.
It's a bass song.
It is a bass song.
And I definitely was like, yeah.
I said she probably vibing.
And that's how he was coming down my block.
Oh no, that's sprinkling. Just fuck it.
That's how he was coming down my block with violence. But anywho.
Yeah, now.
You really want to find it. It was like two playlists ago or three, honestly.
This is way deep in the archives. This is not good, though.
It's way deep in the archives.
It's deep down. But it was.
Go join us on Patreon and you can find it and you can listen there. How about that? I found it. Okay.
It's hard not to. It's this, y'all. I knew you was going to love it. Hey. Had the mask on way before the virus. Okay, that's what we doing. We waking up and choosing violence. Nigga, what that means, I'm going hard. He said it's hard not to wake up and choose violence. Had the mask on way before the virus. What? He said I had a mask on way before the... Listen, that's E-40 and Sada Baby.
Sada Baby, yes.
Mm.
Girl, when I heard
It's called It's Hard Not To.
When I heard that, I was almost like... in a scraper?
You put yourself, you transported into a scraper?
I did.
Yeah, that was playlist number 14 for all the girls who are on Patreon. And you're like, girl, let me tap in.
I'm telling you, that's how he was scraping down my block, playing that song, coming to knock me out of my circadian rhythm.
I know.
Anywho.
I know. Fuck them.
On to better. Do you feel like you have, do you have a wind down routine or do you have like an ideal like image of what a wind down routine would look like for you?
I don't have a wind down routine, but in a perfect world, and honestly, it don't have to be a perfect
in a
world
current
because
world,
I'm period,
we're implementing.
I'm implementing this shit. My ideal wind down routine would look like coming home, having Gatsby taken care of, so fully walked. And I also want to go on a nice long walk.
Yeah.
I was liking when I was taking him on his 20-minute walks. Mm-hmm. So a nice walk. I want to come in. I want to light my candles. I want to have some ambient music going. I want to cook a nice, easy, nutritious meal, a one-potter of sorts, so that I can be done fast, early. I want to be showered, moisturized. I really been wanting to prioritize
moisturizing
the body because sometimes, y'all, I just get out, put my pajamas on it.
Same. It's a special night when I do the moisturizing. You know, some people say they spray a dab of perfume on.
I want to do that too.
Yeah, they
but
spray
I've been also leaning into using like body butters with fragrance, like the Trader Joe's. I feel like this is two for one.
I love a body
but
butter.
I do want to get a nighttime fragrance, and I think the best one would be the Sol Rio de Janeiro, the body butter, but
the
fragrance.
Oh, they have a spray.
They do.
You're
something
so
light.
Yeah,
a light something of sorts. A Bath and Body
new
Works.
I need some PJs too. It's time for me to incorporate.
And you know what's a good nighttime fragrance?
What?
Vanilla.
Oh.
For the fall, vanilla would be a nice soft, something soft.
Something soft, definitely.
You don't want
to
be
go
harsh.
In all doing too much.
Yeah, hibiscus cherry or some tart shit.
I like a warm, like.
Warm vanilla sugar.
Yeah, a warm scent for the night, for the bed. Something that's making you smell all golden. And
yeah, like a cocoa butter.
Yeah.
A stronger cocoa butter. But yeah, like oiled up, fragranced up. In my PJs, relaxing, reading a book or a Bible verse.
Okay. Bible verse.
Ecclesiastics.
Stop. Stop it.
I don't know, y'all. Something like that and doing a nice deep stretch because my hips be tight.
Yes.
Tight hips.
Body tight. Body
and that's
tight.
Crazy.
My body's so tight.
Listen, it's wound up.
Not in the good way. You know, body tight. Body. No, it's like body tight. It's like, girl, stretch it out. Cue the summer walk.
Oh, God. What's your, do you have one? Do you have a wind down routine?
I don't.
What's your ideal?
I don't, but I definitely want one. And one for me would look like making sure my dinner is cooked or prepared or whatever, ready. Early,
because
I be starting to cook dinner like at 8-something,
8:30-ish,
and then you got to clean up, and then you got to find something to watch. So having dinner already cooked, having dinner cooked so that I can just really get into the wind down part. Definitely a nice shower. That's Mando to just really set me up for success. I want to get some more candles. I've been slacking on my candle ministry. A warm beverage.
Oh, yes.
A warm beverage is key. I make a little tea latte, decaffeinated.
Mm-hmm.
Also reading. Mm-hmm. I want to get into a physical book.
Yeah.
Couple pages.
Something.
I've been tapping in. I did tap into the seven husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Which is just Evelyn Hugo. If you listen to Audible, then that'll make sense to
That's
you.
That's how they say it.
Evelyn Hugo. Yeah. It's so yummy. It's a yummy book.
Love so it. That's what it will look like for me.
Okay.
I'm stretching too.
We're going to stretch you out.
Yes. Like I want to be intentional about my wind down routine. Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to implement a wind down routine. I'm glad we're talking about this now because I have 3 weeks at home alone while Andres is in Africa. And I'm about to be about me.
Okay.
I'm about to be about me. This is actually perfect energy to usher in my 34th birthday.
Tap in.
Period. Okay. It's giving very much so.
Self-fool.
Okay. I already got my Tracy's dog charged up.
Girl, you know what? This is what else we were talking about in the Discord.
What?
Baby girl came in and said she needs to have an honest conversation about the rose because nothing has ever made her feel like that.
Maybe I need to be buying that for myself.
I need to order a rose.
It's giving that?
That's what she said. She was like, it's powerful. And I saw a little TikTok of a man taking his girl's rose and throwing it out the window. He said, I'm tired of you.
Oh, no.
Yes.
It's doing that to the men?
It's,
we also
got
to talk about what it's doing to the women.
It's knocking the men off their throne.
Okay. And it's nothing like when we don't need you. Listen, nothing like when we don't need you.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
So let's get into the best ways to improve our sleep.
Because
we done already talked about the benefits. And, you know, all we're here to do is give you tips. And not all, but we really want to give you tips and tricks. Super important. Do you want to share?
Yes. Okay. So let me get to it because I done got out of my place.
Right. She all into something else.
So. Having a consistent sleep schedule is so important. Consistency is key when it comes to life, really, when sleep too. So going to sleep at the same time, waking up at the same time, be serious about that.
Yeah.
Because our bodies, like we talked about the circadian rhythm, our internal clock needs that.
And when you think about it, your body doesn't know if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
it doesn't know.
Saturday, it don't know.
And that's what their researchers are saying. Even on the weekends.
Yeah.
Rise and fall at the same time. If you can, I know there's some cases where we just can't, but it needs to be more on schedule than off. Because even if you like wake up an hour later or go to sleep an hour later, that can mess up your whole rhythm.
Yeah, I'm one of those girls that'll be like, oh, it's Friday night. I can stay up until 1-2 o'clock and then I'll just sleep later. But I do want to be more intentional with like, how much sleep do I need? What's my bedtime? And just sticking with it.
Right. And you know how we'll be like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep later, but then I'm going to sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes your body more tired. See? Your body doesn't register the sleeping in.
I said, girl, we don't even need that. You think you coming in here doing something and we don't need that?
It doesn't.
We need you to take
that.
Your ass to sleep and let us wake up when we want to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Implementing a better sleep schedule.
Yes.
That's important.
Consistent.
Okay, girlies. Next, we need to avoid caffeine and alcoholic beverages.
Okay.
We need to cut the caffeine at least 6 hours before bed.
Mm. So the afternoon cup of joe, girls.
That you cannot do. And at least do it around 2 or 3.
Okay.
If you know your bedtime, your wind down routine starts at 8, you need to have your your afternoon cup early afternoon. Mm. Very much so at early afternoon. And I made the mistake of having a matcha latte the other night.
And you fucked yourself.
Yeah, I fucked myself. I was super wired. And I don't know why matcha feels like it has more caffeine than coffee. Maybe it does.
Some matcha is stronger than...
The matcha that I have is strong.
Yeah, it's like...
It's strong.
It can be.
And I had it at 6 p.m. and I was up wired. That was not good. And I didn't know this information before this episode, but now that I have it, I will not be drinking caffeine 6 hours before I plan to
Don't do it. You're playing yourself.
I'm playing myself. Also, the alcoholic beverages.
Now this is for me.
It takes the average person at least an hour to digest an alcoholic drink or a drink in general. So you really need to stop drinking your alcoholic beverages before 3 hours before you take your ass to sleep. So the dinner and the
we're gonna set some limits.
Nice cocktail. Yeah. Set some limits. Two is the limit.
I like two is my sweet spot.
I like two.
Anytime I go above two, I'm red turtleneck.
Yeah,
I'm feeling some things. I'm feeling some things.
Feeling two, I'm
like, okay, we had a time. Three is we had a time.
Three, I'm taking advantage.
Yeah.
Three, I'm taking advantage of some
things. Doing a lot. So
I'm taking advantage of my wallet. I'm taking advantage of the moment.
Girl, you start running it all the way up. You're doing too much. But I really feel that alcohol thing, because whenever I drink, especially over the 2 drink limit and don't have my proper water intake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing.
My sleep does not feel good. It's like I'm asleep, but I'm not really asleep. No. Like my body never fully rests.
Yeah. And you know, we're getting older. We can't act like we in the 20s. Okay. We're not.
I
like,
was thinking
come on.
That today when I was walking out of my house, I said, how old do I think I am?
Girl, that's the thing. We have to be mature. We have to be mature. We still want to be youthful. We still want to have a good time. But let's, girlies, let's start drinking water in between those sips of alcohol.
Let's do it.
A little bit of water. Then we'll be able to float right into our little buzz, our little high. It's going to get, I'm feeling good.
You got to be serious with this.
And at the end of the night, if you know you've been drinking at dinner with your girls or you done had a night of turning up, come home and prioritize killing a glass of water. 8 ounces, boo. Down.
Down.
And put it on the side of your bed. You know what else I got recently?
What?
A bedside craft.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
A bedside craft.
Okay. Come on.
If you don't know what it is, TikTok.
Yeah.
Get your ass on TikTok.
I saw that. Okay. Turn up.
You know, a little bedside craft. Now I just need a fucking nightstand. The shit just...
So what is it? Jeremy, I'm not about
it's
to play
It's on Andres' side.
I'm not about to play with you.
But we have it. There's a lot of things I need to get, but getting the small things in the midst of getting the big things has been okay, too.
One step at a time.
One step. Baby I'm steps. Getting there.
Baby
I'm
steps. There. Okay, another thing to help improve our sleep is limiting blue light. So there goes our TikTok binging and our TV.
I need a solution, though.
Okay.
I need a solution because I can't get rid of the TikTok binging.
Okay, well, first of all, let me just tell you why it's important to limit it. It's
okay.
Because the blue light interferes with our melatonin production.
Okay.
So it causes our brain to think it's still daylight time, and it's daytime and it's not.
Yeah.
So that's why you might have a hard time going to sleep.
Exactly.
So a solution, if you can't completely eliminate it, which is understandable, get some blue light blocking glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard we need to get the ones with the red lens because that helps with winding down.
Okay. That's also going to be in my Amazon cart and
purchase
today.
Put them in your
today.
Amazon cart. Get them in there. And try to do this. Put them things on 90 minutes before bedtime.
Walking around with your stunners. With your fucking.
Put them on. You know, this is really a thing for me. Let me tell you something. At my house, you've been in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I have a unique situation, which is also posing to be a fire hazard, but I don't have a window in my room.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have a TV in my room. I have like a little skylight, but it doesn't emit a lot of light. So when I'm in there with the lights off, it's like dark.
Pitch black.
And that's what I need to sleep. Any small little ray of light coming into like, I can feel it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So listen, this man sleeps with the TV on.
Oh, no. That gotta
I
go
never
off.
Feel like I have proper sleep when that TV is on. I said, can you please set up a timer like so that it cuts off?
Oh, yeah.
Because literally I was waking up in the middle of the night, which I don't normally do, because a TV was on and having to be like, can you turn off the TV? Where's the remote to turn off the TV? Because I feel like I'm not getting quality sleep.
Yeah.
With that blue light.
Yeah.
And that interferes with the sleep.
It does.
You'll never get into your REM sleep.
Ever. Tap in.
So the blue light, turn that TV off, set a timer, and put the blue light.
Put your blockers on.
Right. Put your blue light blocking glasses
on. Put your stunner shades on.
Put them on.
I wear my stunner glasses at night. So I can. What do you say right there? What comes up?
That's why I stop. Usually if I stop, it's not because I'm trying to be mindful. It's because I don't know the words.
I don't know. So, Brittany, you briefly mentioned melatonin. This is another tip to help improve our sleep. Try a sleep promoter. Mm. A sleep promoting supplement, pardon me. So, melatonin was all the rage a few years back. Everybody, let me give me some melatonin. Let me give me a little gummy. Let me give me a little.
They were putting it in everything. It was like CBD.
It was like CBD. But, girlies, melatonin might not be what you need.
Mm.
Melatonin is a sleep regulator. So, it's going to help regulate how you're sleeping.
Right.
But it's not a sleep initiator. That's what I want to say. Initiator. So, it's not going to help you actually get to sleep. For getting to sleep, you might want to try some magnesium, beloved.
Mm.
Magnesium.
I've heard.
Unless you're off an edible.
Now that's another one we have.
That's another one in the back pocket.
That's another trick of trade.
And
girl.
I'll tell you something about that edible. I took one. I said, "Oh, I'm gonna get me a nice night's rest tonight, and I took it around like 11 o'clock. Do you know that I was sleeping like a rock, and it was so hard for me to wake up? And when I did wake up and make my way to work, I was damn near falling asleep on the road.
You need to time
it. It was too strong. You need 8 hours of sleep for sure, fucking with the edibles.
You do. My mom just was telling me how she thought she was taking one 5G.
Oh, God.
And it was... they were stuck together, so she took 10G, and she said something was happening in my sleep that night. But yeah, so that's one. But the magnesium, mm-hmm. I hear that's really good for sleep because it like calms the body.
It's great. You need a magnesium blend, a super blend. That's what I have in my house.
Okay.
And Hello Ned, why do I want to say Hello Ned? HelloNed.com is where you go to get it. But Ned has a really great magnesium blend. It's called Mellow. And it is just chef's kiss. It's phenom. The way that I usually take it, cup of tea, a little bit of Mellow. You don't have to use the whole pack if you don't want to. Uh-huh. And honey, stir that thing up and just let it take over you.
I need to get some packets of that. And I hear that with the magnesium, you don't feel groggy in the morning.
You don't.
So if you overdo it with that Eddie, you might get the groggy.
Yeah,
but with the magnesium, you feel coast. Good. You feel rested. You feel clear. You feel like, okay, I can take on the day.
Yes. Because that magnesium also improves your brain function and your clarity and your focus. So
we need it's to doing get, a we lot need of things. Magnesium is a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
She's giving super supplements.
Especially if you have a super blend, because there's magnesium citrate. There's different types of magnesium in there that are doing different things.
Okay. Hitting all angles.
Exactly.
We love
it's
an
hitting
angle.
You from the front. It's hitting you from the back. It's saying, mine. Leg up. What do you say? Leg up.
Girls.
You know what she's saying.
I remember
that's moment. How the magnesium had the girls.
Okay, so our last best way to improve sleep is listening to some brown noise. Now we know white noise, the girlies were highly on the white noise.
We off that though.
Yes. Okay, so the reason why people like brown noise, because it has a natural sound to it, that's a little easier on the ears. Yeah. So if you're the type of girl or boy who really enjoys like the sound of rain, it helps you sleep. I know some people say they sleep better when it's raining.
I love
they have
that.
Their window open. You like the sound of waves, just water crashing, you'll like brown noise because it's all that. It gives all of that. And it helps like calm your breathing, lower your heart rate, which helps you sleep.
I love that.
Brown noise.
And I think there might be a few brown noise playlists available on Spotify.
There are, because I was listening to one the other day. I was working at a coffee shop and it was getting a little loud and I needed to focus. So I said, let me put on some brown noise. I was tapped in.
Implementing the tools that we're sharing.
Yeah.
Integrity.
I like it. I'm a fan of the brown noise because I like the water sounds.
Mm-hmm. Same. Yeah. I do. I'll be implementing this. I usually do like sleep sounds, but I'll try the brown noise.
Try it. Let me know if you like it. You girlies and guys too, try it. Okay, so we're going to pivot talking about sleep and productivity. We already know that we need sleep to function, but also we can kind of do a hack of sorts to figure out what type of sleep we need, when we need to go to sleep, what sleep schedule we need to implement, and when we're most productive.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. It's in knowing yourself.
It is. And that's what we want to do.
Because it varies. So the way we figure this out is by discovering our chronotype. Mm. So a chronotype is a classification system used to help you understand sleep and productivity schedules. So this includes when you're most active and alert during the day. Because again, we all have different sleeping patterns. We have different behaviors, characteristics, biology,
demands, responsibilities,
all types of things that affect us. And so we need to figure out what we need. So people typically fall into one of four chronotype categories. That's the bear, the wolf, the lion, and the dolphin.
Mm.
And you know what I read?
What?
You can't really change this.
I bet.
You can't really change this. Of course, there are some things like some biohacking that you can do to like play with things.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't change your chronotype.
So
let's describe them.
Types. Let's get into it.
Describe and identify. You know we like to identify.
Period. Okay, so this is a note aspect of the episode. So the bear, honey. The bear chronotype follows the solar cycle and usually doesn't have much trouble waking up in the morning or falling asleep at night. They're most productive in the morning and will typically struggle with an afternoon slump after lunch, generally around 2 to 4 p.m. 8 hours of sleep is typical for a bear, and normal sleep hours are usually between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. Approximately 55% of the population falls into this category. More than half, y'all.
Category.
And the category is bear.
I feel like I'm a bear. I definitely identify as a bear.
Big bear. Big
because
bear energy.
I definitely be up and at 'em between 10 to 11. No later than 11 is my bedtime. And I do be feeling like I need a little rest and restoration at 2. I'd be like, ooh, I could use a little sit down and watch a little something.
A little something. Mm-hmm. Get yourself together.
I'm a bear.
Okay.
So the next category is the wolf. So wolf chronotypes are most productive at night. Mm,
the night owl.
The wolves come out at night.
The wolves come out at night. The wolves come out. The wolves come out.
So the wolf needs more time to hit the snooze in the morning to get all of the energy that they need to sustain their two bursts of creative energy. The first one comes around noon, and then the second one comes around 6 p.m. when most others have already finished their work for the day. Mm-hmm. So you can be just getting cracking.
This is Andres.
Okay, we have a wolf on our hands.
We have a wolf in the squad.
So this is similar to what is considered a night owl. This chronotype doesn't get going until the sun sets, and they may have difficulty waking when it comes back up. Wolves are often happy to go to bed at midnight or well past it to help fuel their creativity. 15% of the population are wolves.
Yeah, this is definitely him. He gets up. He doesn't like getting up super early. He doesn't get to work until like between 10 is early, but 11 to 12, he likes to be at the office. And then when I'm like, my day is actually ending. When are you coming home?
Yeah.
He be there till like 7, 8. Right. And then he comes home and then he wants to do, I'm still. I'm like, yeah, you actually should be shutting it down by now. But it makes sense because he's a wolf.
I've dated a wolf up into 3, 2 working. I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, exactly. The mind
and
is
my
gone.
Bare self is
snoozing.
Sucked.
Okay, hibernating.
And I remember that had became like, that's interesting, like the different chronotypes where you're dating, because that had came a problem area for us, because he was like, you always going to sleep hella early. I should have pulled out the science on his ass. If I would have had this in my toolkit, like, you're not, where we're not going to do is use my chronotype
against me. Exactly.
This is the way I was made.
It's natural, nigga.
So get with it or get lost.
Yes.
And he lost.
Period. Next, y'all, the lion. This is the early bird of the bunch. You know, early bird gets the worm.
Yeah.
They're eating.
Yes.
Okay. They be up at the ass crack of dawn with a breeze. Mm. Feels most alive in the morning with the highest energy levels before noon. These folks often need a power nap to recharge and feel drained by the evening. Mm-hmm. So it's important for the lions to have an evening wind down to help decompress from the day because they've been up doing hella much.
Okay.
8 hours of sleep is mando to hit the ground running in the morning. 15% of the population are lions. Adrian is a lion. This goes out to you, girl. She's up early. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Three to four.
Girl, she be up 4 a.m.
What time she go to sleep?
Early. They house be shut down like 9, 8:15. The kids be in the bed, 8:30. They be in the bed by 9.
Okay.
It's an early thing. And now, actually, Alex is going to be starting work early, so it's going to be even better for them as a family.
Yeah.
It's going to give early risers. Right.
My mom's a lion.
Mine, too.
She be up.
She be up, too.
Whenever I'm at home and, like, I'm at her house, and especially if I sleep in her bed, I'm like, why are you up?
Girl, they do. They be up at 4 a.m. making coffee.
Yes.
Around.
That's what she be doing. I'm like, I'm waking up to the sweet smell of coffee.
Yes. That's what they do.
Okay, so the last chronotype is the dolphin. So mm-hmm. Dolphins have a hard time getting up in the morning, but once they're up, their productivity is really cracking around mid-morning.
This is me.
These folks may have a hard time falling asleep at night and rarely get a full night's rest. Mm-hmm. There may be an underlying tiredness due to anxious sleeping patterns. And the thing is, actual dolphins sleep with half of their brain on at a time. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're doing too much. Go to sleep. Rest.
This is me.
Having all these thoughts, you know, like waking up with a thought and all that shit. That's a dolphin energy. So 10% of the population are dolphins.
Hi.
I really thought you were dolphy.
I am. Big dolphin energy. I am,
y'all.
It was
given dolphin.
Honestly, truly, although I start work at 7 a.m., I don't really get cracking until 10-ish. I be there, but I don't mean.
You be there.
I be there, but I be doing other things. I look at my patients. I might do a little. I do a lot of things before I get to cracking. It's all a part of the process, and the work always gets done. But yeah, I feel
and
most.
And that's what's most important.
Period. The work is done. They can't clock me.
Babe, but that's the thing.
I clocked in and got it done.
And that's the thing. And that's why it's important to know our chronotype so that we can know when we're most productive, so we can set our meetings at proper mm-hmm. times. Like, don't be setting meetings at 8 a.m. if you know your brain isn't cracking until 10.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely a 10. So, I'm like a 10 to 4. And I like to use the tomato method.
Girl, I be fucking nigga, smashing that tomato.
Spaghetti, nigga. Pasta. Fresh sauce. Tomato on, tomato off, nigga. What's good? Heirloom.
Bruh.
Mm-hmm.
So, we hope that this information is useful for you. You can discover more. The Chronotype article is specifically on Casper, and they have like books you can read to figure out your chronotype. You probably can identify it just by the information that we shared, but they have like a schedule you can follow. Wake up at this time, take a break at this time, do a nap, all those
things.
It's there for you.
Yeah. We hope y'all love it. We hope you share it. Remember, word of mouth is everything.
It's king.
It truly is. We hope you follow us over on Spotify because that's really important. And we just hope this gave you everything that you needed. We will see you next week. Love
Bye.
You.
Bye. Thank you.